From CAP Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. A winter storm is bearing down on much of Northern California. Dare I say, a March miracle? The weather shift is forecasted to start today and continue through the weekend, and it's also expected to bring high winds, heavy rains, and significant mountain snow across the valley, foothills, and Sierra. Governor Newsom announced the state has already deployed emergency equipment ahead of the storm, particularly around wildfire burn scars. And the added snow could bring some good news for the state's snowpack, which is still below average, with just weeks to go until its historical peak at the start of April. Tamara Berg is a meteorologist with KCRA and joins us now with the latest forecast. Welcome.
Hey, thank you, Vicky. So happy to be here on Insight with you.
Yes, thank you for taking the time. As we were preparing for this conversation, we had a couple people ask, what is a March miracle? So we can kind of take that for granted if we've been in the area for a while. But
right.
What does that mean?
Yeah, you know, a March miracle is basically when we tend to get all of the good stuff at the back half of the season. So it truly can be a miracle because it can save us in terms of building that really vital snowpack and then having that water and that runoff as we get into the summer season. So to get a storm this epic in March, it's a big deal.
Is it unusual?
It's not unusual. In fact, we go back in previous seasons and you can tell that we've had some seasons where things really started to come in later in the season, such as late February and into March. And, you know, even last year, I believe we still had snow falling into June. So sometimes things get delayed. And, you know, no matter how we look at it, with the wildfire danger that's always imminent in Northern California, getting any rain and any snow is a good thing.
Yeah, we will take it. Okay, so we're talking at noon. Insight rebroadcasts at 7 p.m. So as of 12 p.m., how is this storm expected to play out?
Yeah, you know, I do expect that we are going to see the biggest pickup in those snowfall rates by tonight and into early Thursday. So we're really looking at a rapid deterioration of conditions in the mountains. I would tell you this much, do not travel in the Sierra if you don't need to be there tonight and into early Thursday. That's the worst conditions. We're going to expect wind gusts potentially at those peaks, 70 to 100 miles per hour. We could expect to have a whiteout conditions on the roads when you pair the wind with that really heavy snow. And Vicky, we're expecting snowfall rates. This is pretty impressive as one of the biggest storms of this season, 2 to 3 inches per hour. So Caltrans is going to have their hands full. CHP, anybody that's going to be out there trying to maintain the road, it's going to be a big deal, especially tonight and into early Thursday morning.
And winds make things even trickier. That's the curveball in this.
Absolutely. Yeah, you get those really gusty winds. Not only are you dealing with the snow that's coming down, but then you get the wind that blows the snow, and then you have those whiteout conditions and really poor visibility. Sometimes you can get stranded on the roadway, and all it takes is really one jackknifed big rig to really set the stage for a road closure. And we could see that potentially tonight.
Yeah. When it comes to the elevation, how low can this snow go?
Yeah, this snow event is going to be one of the lower ones of the season as well. I do expect that we could see even around 7-8 o'clock into the evening, a potential for that snow level to be right around 4,000 feet and dropping as low as 2,000 feet overnight and into early Thursday morning. So for folks that, let's say, live in Pollock Pines, you're at that sweet spot of 4,000 feet, you're going to have rain during much of the daylight, and then by the evening it turns to snow, and you're going to wake up to almost a winter wonderland Thursday morning.
When I think about 2,000 to 3,000 feet, isn't that like the foothills in Nevada County?
Absolutely. Yeah, you're thinking of areas like Grass Valley, Nevada City, where some flakes could fly. And even along Interstate 80, I think we could even see flakes as low as, let's say, Weimar, which is, you know, right around 2,300 feet tonight, starting tonight.
Wow. Okay. So on the one hand, we want snow, right? Because we need that snowpack. We actually want these cold systems, but there's also the potential of too much of a good thing. What areas are you focusing on that could be potentially problematic or even hazardous?
Yeah. You know, I think that when you look at the perspective of lake level, for example, so South Lake Tahoe, Truckee, Myers neighborhood, the West Shore of this year has a lot of folks that live there full time, and then a lot of folks with those vacation rentals as well. Those areas will be impacted as they could see a foot plus within the next 48 hours. So that'll certainly be something that, you know, you've got the plows are going to be out, the sand trucks, all the whole nine yards need to be ready to go. And then the other concern you have is when you have too much snow on some of those trees, you can get some of the breakage there, and those trees could drop limbs and drop onto power lines and generate power outages. So That's going to be the concern, especially when you factor in the heavy snowfall and the wind and timing out overnight and into Thursday morning.
Is this storm more of a snowmaker, or is rain also going to be a challenge?
We're going to get a good helping of rainfall when you think Sacramento, maybe half an inch to an inch total with this first wave. But the snow is going to be the most impressive. The snow is what's going to make the headlines in the next couple of days. And that's what everybody's going to be talking about, considering, you know, at the end of this storm by Thursday night, there could be 4 feet on the ground at the highest passes in the Sierra.
So some people could be listening to that and say, hey, maybe I can hit a ski resort this weekend. Are things clearing up?
Yeah, so I think that we are going to have probably a window of opportunity if you wanted to get into all of that new snow and bring your snorkel, because you'll probably put that to use to get through it. I think that that window will come in with a little bit of clearing early on Saturday, and then much of Saturday actually looks relatively quiet. But here's the kicker. I do expect there is going to be another storm coming in Sunday, late in the day into Monday. That's going to bring more snow and maybe up to a foot with that next one.
How does that system compare to the one that we're currently in for?
It's going to be much weaker, and I don't expect the snow to get as low with that second system. You know, snow levels will probably stay closer to that 3,500 foot elevation with that second system. Friday into early Saturday. And I do expect that, again, the amounts are going to be much less. You know, you go from 4 feet of snow with this first one to maybe about a foot with the next one.
Is it problematic when there are back-to-back systems?
That's the hard part. Yeah, you've got to give the crews, you've got to give the emergency personnel time to get out there and clear these areas. And also you have to pay attention to, you know, folks that own properties, even in the lower foothills, when you get all that snow on your roof, you really want to make sure that it's ready to handle it. And then also just getting out and clearing out, you know, driveways and pavements such as a sidewalk and things like that.
Yeah. Well, Governor Newsom announced that OES, the Office of Emergency Services, they deployed extra resources and ordered evacuations around the burn scars in the Los Angeles area. We are all too familiar with wildfires. Can you remind people why systems like this are really concerning and dangerous for wildfire burn scars?
Yeah, you know, because like you mentioned earlier, too much of a good thing can be too much of a good thing, especially when it all comes down at once. So when you have burn scars, you have to keep in mind that that soil is already impacted and charred. And because it's charred, it doesn't really hold like normal soil would hold. So once you get a substance such as rain or snow on it, it's just going to crumble and slide down. So the other thing you have to keep an eye on for is rock slides, mudslides. That is something that can happen. And you get those loosened soils and they travel down the hill very quickly when you have this big of an impact from rain and snow.
How long are wildfire burn areas at risk of mudslides and debris flows like this?
I mean, it's year-round. There's really no part of the year where it's okay to have rain and snow over those burn scars. Any little bit can be an impact. And then when you add the quantity up and it's even more rain or snow, it makes a bigger deal.
Does it have to be a recent wildfire like the ones across the Los Angeles area? Would a wildfire, let's say last year, still be at risk of a mudslide or debris flow from this system?
Absolutely. Those soils are still loosened and they're still ready to rock and roll down the hill.
When it comes to our water supply, we're around 85% of the historical average for this time of year. If this goes according to the forecast, how could these back-to-back storms boost our snowpack and our water needs?
Yeah, that can make a big difference. As you'd mentioned, Vicki, that most of the Central Sierra right now actually stands at 75% of average. Last year, just for perspective, we were at 102% of average for this time of year. So we do have a lot of room to make up and get back closer to that 100%. And if you've got storms like this, when you do just the quick math here, if we get, let's say, at best 4 feet of snow with this first wave, another foot, that's 5 feet, and let's say another foot with the next system next week, you know, when you're looking at 6 feet total from all the incoming storms, that's going to make a huge leap into those numbers. I mean, we're talking potentially, if we keep this going through the end of March, I would not be surprised if when we get to that April 1st snow survey, we're seeing numbers more in line with 100 to 130% of average.
Wow, that's significant. Mm-hmm. I know for this season, when we're looking at the Southern Sierra, it's been relatively dry compared to the Central and the Northern Sierra. How widespread is this storm? Is Southern California, the Southern Sierra, going to get some snow love too?
They will definitely get in on it as it's going to work its way really kind of from north to southbound. But I think that, you know, with this one, especially the first storm today into tomorrow, you're looking at kind of the sweet spot as really the Central Sierra. So think like Donner Summit. They're just going to get nailed with snow repeatedly for the next 48 to 72 hours. So there are going to be some areas that get a little more than others, but I do think that Southern California will get a little piece of this cake as well.
And before I let you go, I want to underscore that really small window of people are thinking about heading up to the Sierra to actually enjoy the snow, because it seems like that window is very narrow. And if you're planning to come back on a Sunday late or even an early Monday morning, that seems kind of problematic.
It is, yeah, because keep in mind that that next system comes through the area Sunday late afternoon. We're talking even 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's going to linger through the overnight and into the daytime on Monday. And that one also is going to deliver another round of potentially up to a foot of snowfall at some of those higher passes. So yeah, the windows will be there for travel, but listen to your local meteorologist, follow the KCRA weather app, and we'll get you through the exact timing of when you should get in and get out.
I know that forecasts become a little more unreliable the further out you go, but do you think this is it for March? What does it look like after, you know, the early start of next week?
You know, we do a lot of looking at the Climate Prediction Center, and what they were just putting out is that, you know, we could still see system after system into at least later March. Will it go all the way through the end of the month? That much I don't know, but could it stick around through, you know, the 22nd, 23rd, 24th? That I think is a high, strong possibility.
Tamara, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
Tamara Berg is a meteorologist for KCRA, giving us the latest on a winter storm system that is developing and moving across Northern California. Up next, a film made by students for students is provoking an eye-opening conversation about the opioid epidemic. We'll learn about the documentary, Fentanyl High, ahead of screenings in San Joaquin and Sacramento counties. You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio, where facts matter and stories inspire. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.